This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And we're going to read in the book of Hebrews today, who by faith bless their children, and get this, bless their grandchildren. I want to talk to you today about being a blessing to the people who are the most important people in your lives. If you're a parent, your children and your wife, your husband. I'm convinced that we want to affirm people in a lot of things that are great, but they're not the most important things. There are a lot of parents that want to affirm their children in their athletic ability. Practice. I want you to be a good ball player. I want you to learn how to handle the ball. I want you to know how to throw that pass. I want you to know how to kick that ball in soccer. And we affirm our children in athletic prowess. Nothing wrong with that. We affirm children educationally. Get a good education. Why? So you can get a good job and make good money. We affirm them medically in their health. We affirm them in a lot of ways, and yet Christian parents, never occurs to them to affirm their children in faith, hope, and love, and the three things that the Apostle Paul said were the three great lasting qualities. Let's bring up verse 20 again. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, his sons, in regard to their future. You may have never heard this before, but when you bless your children and affirm them in their faith, hope, and love, you reach into their future. You actually do something that impacts their future life, and it never occurs to people like you and me to do that, that we impact their future. I'm going to tell you a story, a personal story today, and I'm telling you the truth. Annie can verify this. I've never told this before in any church I've been. I've never shared this until now. In fact, this week I've gone back and forth saying I'm going to share it, and then I said, no, I'm not going to share it. It's just some people think, we may think it's a little over the top, but I'm going to tell you the story because it relates to this passage. When I was 14 or 15 years old, Hammond, Indiana, near Chicago, my dad was having one of those fatherly chats with me about my future. And out of the blue, and there was no context for this, nothing in the conversation that had anything to do with this, my dad said, you know, I can see the Lord using you in different ways in the ministry, and if you go in the ministry, and then he said, out of the blue, he said, I can see the Lord using you in a radio ministry. And I remember thinking, well, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of at 14 or 15. Why would I be on the radio? And yet, number of years later, come with me some years later, when the opportunity presented itself for the first time, I said, no, I'm not interested. Don't want to waste my time with that. And for a year, this person with a radio station in Columbus literally bugged me for a year. And I finally said, okay, we'll try it for 3 months. And everywhere I've been, the radio ministry, in a sense, has found me. I didn't look for it. It found me. And so what I tell all of that to bring you back to when I was 14 or 15, to my dad sitting in the car saying, I think God could maybe use you in a radio ministry. Here's what I'm saying. He spoke some words there in the car that I thought were stupid. But is it possible he was speaking some things that God prompted him to say? Is it possible the Lord prompted him to say that, to speak that blessing, to affirm that? Because you know what a lot of parents say? You'll never make it. You'll never graduate from school. You'll never get a good job. You're never going to do this. And some of you, that resonates with you because you grew under those types of blessings and affirmations, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And there's tremendous power in a parent speaking over a son or daughter in regard to their future. Why? Because that's what the word says. Isaac blessed his sons in regard to the future.
Well, we'll continue this message from Hebrews 11:20 and following tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, again, is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.